Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, Brian here. This episode is taken from our Stage Door Stories panel at BroadwayCon. So while the sound may be inconsistent, the fun's pretty consistent. Sorry about that. I couldn't help myself. Enjoy.
Wasted. I'm Kimberly Cooper Schmidt.
I'm Brian Plofsky Schmidt.
And I'm Kevin Jaeger Schmidt.
Thank you. My husband back there is like, yes, I'm married all of them.
It's like the Friends episode where they put Arquette after everything.
Yes. Yes, I'm good.
Yes, we do one thing, Friends references. On normal days, we are the Broad Wasted podcast. But today, we are joined by some very special friends to talk about the Stage Door.
Yay!
Ooh. Ooh. Do you want to introduce them?
Sure. We have Hilary Chun from Hello Dolly.
Hi.
As well as she has toured this country as Glinda the Good Witch. Wicked, right?
I'm not familiar.
No.
And we also have Al Silver with us today.
Hello.
A lot of you might remember her from the Fiddler on the Roof revival. She also has done some amazing work in the West End, and she has a book called After Anatevka that all of you should buy.
Yes. Yay. And she wrote an amazing blog post about the Stage Door on her blog that you should all check out
after this.
Yeah. Or just read along.
I'll link it in my
there's a study guide.
Needs. Yeah, there's a study guide. Study
notes. Awesome.
And also today we'll have James Monroe Iglehart, who is currently on a boat over from Weehawken, I believe.
Hashtag MTA problems.
MTA problems.
You'll see him sneak on in here.
Yeah, he'll genie smoke bomb right in.
Yeah.
As we all know, Weehawken at dawn is not the best place to be.
Yeah, but everything is legal in New Jersey. So first things first, I guess, about the Stage Door.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know, Kimberly. Tell me more.
Well, it's a door.
Like, does it have a car?
It doesn't have a car. Sometimes there are cars.
And Haley Pachin's with us.
The idea of the Stage Door started way back. If you look at this, you find this phrase called a Stage Door Johnny, mm-hmm. which is defined as a man who is infatuated with one or more theatrical actresses, which we have here, who routinely lingers in and around theaters in an effort to meet and form relationships with the female object of his affection. So I think it's gotten less creepy over the years.
Yeah.
Good.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And more crowded.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely more crowded.
Yeah, so I think maybe a good question to start with is how have you seen, what is your first memory of the Stage Door being a thing, as a fan?
Oh, my God. Oh, as a fan. Okay, I can go because my answer is really short.
Go.
I was so shy as a kid that, and I think also because I, when my first Broadway shows, I was probably 14. It was the 1998 season. And I probably, like all of you, I was sitting in suburban Detroit, going, these people have saved my life, you know, and all that, right? And so I just felt too overwhelmed, frankly, to meet any of them face to face. And so actually my relationship with the stage door was not going. And so interestingly, like, and I'm sure I'll answer this question later, it came as a surprise to me when I became an actor about that relationship, because I had never really properly been on the other side of it. My stage door experiences are of like adult Al. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, I have to just, can I quickly meet that person?
Not middle Al, or like
no.
Young Al.
Well, you know, and I had, it's interesting, I see what you did. I see what you did there. But I did have like sort of accidental run-ins like in the lobby of the BCEFA bucket things at Ragtime.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God,
which were sort of like epic, and I have a good story about that. But so yes, I didn't really learn about it until I was on the other side of it.
Oh, interesting.
Short.
Yeah. Mine was, I think I was 10 or 11, and we were here on spring break, and it was like BCEFA collection time. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I gotta get my picture with like the dancers and get the signatures and stuff. And then someone had said, you know, you can go to the stage door. And we were like, what? And it was of Miss Saigon, Lea Salonga, like losing my mind. And
oh no, that's Polly's.
Oh right, sorry. And we like went, and it was freezing out. And she signed everyone's playbill. She took a photo with everyone, but it wasn't like crazy crowded. And I just was so obsessed with her. But it was very small. And then I remember like going to the stage door Footloose, and I like got a photo with it was Jeremy Kushner. And then like to like grow up, and then like I know Jeremy now. Mm-hmm. And I showed him the photo from when I was like 10 years old and was like, hey, remember this? And then I got to interview Lea Salonga on the red carpet, and I printed out the photo of us, and I freaked out and fangirled, and I like stopped being professional, and I was like, can you please sign this for me? And she was so kind.
In the middle of the interview?
Yes. You can. I think it's on YouTube. It's through the Broadway Style Guide Allegiance opening, and I lost my mind. And I just, I could cry thinking about it right now. So, but it was very small. Like, it wasn't like a thing. I probably only went to like a few stage doors when I was younger, because it wasn't a thing, you know?
Yeah. The first one I remember was like accidentally bumping into, I think it was Matt Kaplan, who was playing Mark at the time in Rent. And my friends and I in high school, like, all like went to the bathroom or something afterwards, and we're like taking our time, and we walked outside, and we all went, he's there.
Yeah.
And then we like forced ourselves to get a picture with him, and he like put his hand on the small of my back, and I was like, guys, I think we're in love.
Yeah.
I think I need to come back tomorrow.
Yes.
That's amazing. I didn't really know that stage door was a thing, because I grew up outside Jacksonville, Florida.
Yay!
Jacksonville, Florida just got a really big applause.
What did I miss?
Jacksonville.
Hi.
We're all Jaguars fans at heart.
Yeah.
No, definitely Hallows has walked in.
Please do not let this go to the wonderful stereotype that black people are always late. I am the most on-time black person in the world, but my boat was late, and it was actually white people who did it. So, okay.
Well, there is a boat show upstairs.
Yeah, trust me, I know. I felt so lost. There was like two brothers up there, and they were the one telling people where to go.
Yeah.
Sir, you know where you're going? No, I'm part of Broadway Con. I have no idea what you're doing.
Welcome. Have you been to Broadway Con before?
Yes, I have. It's awesome.
It's my favorite.
You just won the back. Panel, by the way.
Yeah, you won.
Entrance applause out of hand.
Thank you very much.
We were talking about our first encounter with the stage door as a fan.
Oh.
Do you remember it all?
Yeah, I do. This is going to sound really crazy. I was about 5 years old, and I went to see The Wiz in San Francisco, and Ted Ross came out, and I just kind of like froze. And yeah, I was a really hyper kid. You probably could tell by the way I am now. And so, but when he came out, I just kind of like froze. My pops like got an autograph for me. He played the Lion in The Wiz, if you don't know, and that kind of just started my love for this whole Broadway thing.
Was your parents like, can you come home with us so he stays calm?
Yeah.
And Ted's pretty hype himself. Well, was pretty hype himself. He's probably like, no, I can't. I can't help you. Sorry.
I think that brings up a good point about tour. Haley, I know you've been on tour a lot.
Yeah.
In the little show.
I was on tour with Hairspray from, 2005 to 2006. I was a fetus. And then, like, thinking back, I'm like, wow, they've hired me. I was so young.
There's a fetus track in Hairspray?
Yeah.
They do a lot of pony.
Lots of ponies. And then, and then I did Wicked as Glinda from 2013 to 2014. Yeah.
And did they stage door on tour?
Oh, yeah.
A thing now?
In Hairspray, not so much. We'd get, like, a few people every now and then. But obviously Wicked, like, it's been around for so many years. The fan base has grown so much. And the show is so amazing, so it makes sense. But I remember my thing was, like, I really wanted to stage door every second I could because as a fan myself, it was so important and really cool to meet the people that were up on the stage. But there were a few times where I was, like, I'm really tired and I need to, my job is to do a good job on the stage, so I had to, you know, maybe not go out a few times, but I remember specifically in Houston, Jenny DeNoia, who was my Elphaba, we would stage door every single show and they had to start hiring a security guard because the line was so long and so many people deep that we would be out there an hour after the show. Which was the best thing in the world, but, like, I couldn't do it on a Saturday matinee and having to eat and deal with, you know, sleepy and acid reflux and sing. It was just, like, a lot. So there was, like, one Saturday matinee I couldn't, but my favorite was, like, seeing the people dressed up. You know, we had people in full green makeup. We had this gal who made a grimoire, and I was like, this is really badass. Like, it was, it took a lot of time, and to see that, like, special fanness and loveness for the show was amazing.
That's
yeah.
So awesome.
Yes. Do you see a difference between tour and New York?
Oh.
Are there any, not like customs, because I don't think there are like traditions.
I don't know.
Any sort of like different energy?
I think like, I mean, if you obviously go to Texas, like everyone talks the same there. So you get like a more generic look and sound of people if you're in a certain state, but
you've come to them instead of like you're the truth that they have come to.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of the same. Everyone's just like excited and happy to be there, and yeah. I feel like I let down an answer, but like it's kind of the same.
And I know Al, you've done work in the West End.
Yeah.
Well, how would you say that the West End stage door differs than the Broadway stage
door? Oh my God.
Besides them being British people.
They are British people. Sorry, I'm just going to...
Please.
So first of all, I just want to talk about my first stage door experience as a professional in the West End was... This is so silly, and I'm like, this is deep Andrew Lloyd Webber cuts I'm making right now. But my first job ever was... I went to drama school in Scotland at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland in Glasgow, and I got a job out of there... this is sort of a ridiculous story. I hadn't quite finished, but I basically played Laura Fairley in The Woman in White in the West End, which is like the Woman in White. Oh my God, the fact that, well, you know what, this is the crowd that would know. Yeah, so. Anyway, I was 21 and was in my head still a student, and actually what was so hilarious was, just as this anecdote, between weeks one and two of rehearsal, I had to go back up to Glasgow and, like, give a report on... Today, Trevor Nunn said. And today, Andrew rewrote this song for me. And, like, had no idea what was going on. Like, I was like, my God, the budget for the show is, like, so amazing. Because I didn't really understand what the West End even was. But anyway, because I was still a student in my head, when we finally started playing, I was playing it opposite the great, great, great Ruthie Henshaw. I know. Like, who didn't break that Les Mis 10th anniversary VHS? I did. Anyway, so I would come out and I'd be dressed. I would still have, like, my purple backpack that I had from high school, like, dressed as a student, completely unaware that the stage door was a thing I needed to do. Right. And I just remember one day Ruthie taking me aside and she's like, darling, so stage door is like act 3 of your job. which I actually thought was like amazing advice, right? Yeah. And she goes, it's not that you're getting paid to do it, and it certainly doesn't come with the cost of the ticket, but she's like, you might want to like leave your makeup on and buy a coat that doesn't look like you're still a student. And I was like,
Who's this homeless woman coming out?
Yeah, I mean, quite. But what was so crazy, too, was because I had this, like, long blonde wig, a lot of times people didn't even recognize me, and they'd be like, why isn't she coming out? And I would be like, I'm right here, you know, and I'm 5 years old. But I would say, in general, to answer the direct question, I would say that, in general, it's more reserved, and it's not, there's definitely not as much of a tradition of it. Stage dooring, first of all, stage doors are much less accessible in the West End, because you know how in New York we don't have alleyways, as we all New Yorkers know, because it's like the garbage issue of the century, of like the last two centuries, I guess. We don't have alleyways, but of course in London they have all these back alleyways where if you're not careful, you'll die. Or be eaten by a rat or whatever. But all of the stage doors are in this alleyway. So there's like, you know, the people that are like committed to like standing in the alley, it's really intense. In fact, the scariest of them all, this is just like a little tidbit, the scariest of them all is at the Savoy Theater, where I play two back-to-back West End shows, Fiddler, because that's the only musical I ever do, and Carousel. Fiddler and Carousel were at the Savoy back-to-back, and the Savoy Theater is actually sinking into the Thames, and to the point where 100 years ago, the ground floor dressing rooms were above the ground, and now they're underground. It's so much, they smell so bad. And there is this bar, I can't believe I'm telling this. There's this bar, in fact, I just got a text today from my friend who's in Dreamgirls there now. There's a bar right above the Savoy called The Coal Hole. Which is exactly what you think it is, okay? And literally, behind the Coal Hole and like downstairs in this like horrific, smelly, rat-infested alley is the stage door of the Savoy Theater. So it's not for the faint of heart, right? And I actually thought, you got to earn that autograph. You got to want it. And I thought, that chapter of my life in like the memoir is definitely called Behind the Coal Hole. But I would say, in general, it's much more subdued, much... Right? Much more subdued, and I think often, I think in general, British people are not as effusive, not as ready to share. They are more likely to just want an autograph, take a photograph, say, and I think there's an element of gratitude about the performance that just occurred rather than the experience of a body of work over time. The fanaticism specifically for musical theater in the States is much, much more intense. I happen to love it, and that's my answer at the end.
Okay. Cool. And Dave, question for you. Can you talk about the difference between stage dooring a massive Disney show versus what you're doing now, Hamilton?
That little show.
Yeah.
I know this is going to sound really, really crazy, because there's this wonderful and amazing New York issue with Disney anything. But the energy from the Disney fans and the energy from the Hamilton fans is very similar.
Oh, I bet.
It is very similar. The thing that happens to me at both shows, and I think it's interesting, this is not a bad thing, I just always find it so funny, that Disney fans and the Hamilton fans will walk up to you, say your name, and begin to sing your song to you.
Wow.
Like, oh my God, you're the genie. Da 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 da. You're like, I did.
You
know, you walk up, you go, oh my God, Lafayette, I'm taking this horse for the ring. You're like, wow, these are people serious.
Yeah.
But I think the energy is the same, and the intensity of their love for the product is the same. I mean, we have folks that are dressed up like Ham, folks that are dressed up like Lafayette. We have many Schuyler sisters. I have seen 15,000 Jasmines from 5 years old to 50 years old. I have seen, to see a person come in a genie costume that they have made, mm-hmm. when you know what that genie, to do the Disneyland genie is different. You know, you mm-hmm. paint yourself blue, you put on the blue pants, you have a little thing on your head. But for someone to come and be completely blinged out, mm-hmm. yeah. I sat back and I was like, that is the most amazing thing ever. And they're so appreciative, both casts, because they have, most people have waited a long time to see Aladdin. People have waited 5,000 years to see Hamilton.
Yeah.
So when they
10,000 years?
Literally, trust me. And I think for me, as former Genie and now Lafayette, the fun part is when the people, you realize they don't know my name.
Right.
But they know I'm Genie. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right.
So it goes, Genie, oh my God, you were great as Lafayette. And I think that's my favorite. And it also doesn't help that, like, there was a moment where, like, there was a Genie picture in the playbill.
Oh, my.
So there was a Genie picture in the playbill, and I think my favorite line was this lady from South Carolina. She said, you know, I just have to ask you, how do you do both? I was like, very carefully.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. You know what would be amazing, though, is if there was, like, a prank playbill where it was, like, it was like, Genie is thrilled to be here after 10,000 years in a bottle.
Do you understand?
You know what I mean? That would be so
Do you understand how many times I've...
Do you know what I mean? Would that be great?
Because if you've seen me in Hamilton, you realize, people always say, wow, a lot of... Thank you. Yay. People always look at me, they always go, wow, there's a lot of Genie in that. I'm like, actually, no, I'm a lot of Genie, so yeah. I bring that with me. Yeah. So when I come out as Jefferson... You can see people like, ah, he's about to do it. I'm like, no, wrong song.
No. But it's weird that Jefferson enters us through the floor.
Yeah, right, yeah. I asked, I said, yo, man, I got to come out of a lamp. I just, so, only way I know how to make an entrance.
I'm really only comfortable that way.
But it is really cool, the energy of both casts. They are Disney fans are so, they love the product so much, and the Ham fans are the same way. Yeah. So they're very similar. And I think one of the coolest things I've learned is that a lot of kids, their first show was Aladdin.
Yeah.
And now they're coming to see Hamilton.
Oh, that's so cool.
And
that's
so you see a kid who was 10 when they saw their first Broadway show, and now they're 13, and they come around, they see Ham, and it's to see them light up and go, oh my God, you were my first show, it's really kind of cool, because those kids who loved Disney are now swinging into like a little bit more of, I know Disney hates when I say this, a little bit more of a mature show.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So if you're any Disney people out there, don't text me.
Don't text me. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, I don't think it would be a broad-wasted day if we didn't play a game.
Oh my God. Cool. I'm ready.
We're all gonna go to a stage.
I'm not.
Follow. So I have a little game called Merrily We Role Play Along.
Okay.
And I have the three main roles that you would see at a stage door, which are star, fan, and parent. And so I'm going to let you each try to blindly pick one.
Pick a little, talk a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm going to shuffle this little show card deck. And you're going to pick one of these show cards.
Oh,
and then
Christ.
You get to do a fun little play for us as those characters.
Oh, no.
In these roles.
No!
Oh, my God.
My equity card's gonna be revenge.
But we need to know what they're stage dooring. So the first musical I hear. Hamilton. Okay, they're at the stage door of Hamilton.
Wait, do they have to guess who we are?
Oh, we can guess who you are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait.
I mean, you guys can guess.
Hold on. So I need the rules again.
Okay.
Okay.
So you are the card.
We are the card.
Yes.
I got it.
That's
I got
your
it.
Role is the yellow.
You
card.
Can
share with each other who you are.
Oh. This is our role, and this is who.
Yes.
That's who you are, yes.
Oh, I see.
So you can share with each other so you know.
Oh, wait, I have to be. That's me, that's me, that's my life, that's my. Okay, I'm dying, I'm dying.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The on-brandiest thing just happened to me in my life. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you
so,
don't
ladies
understand.
And gentlemen, we're at the stage door of Hamilton. If you'll wait just 1 minute, our star will be arriving now. Hi. Thank you guys so much for coming.
My daughter loves you. Let me explain. First of all, I mean, the fact that we came all the way here from England, I'm not from England, of course, you know that, but yeah. She is. It's a long story between me and her father. We don't want to talk about that, but... We love what?
Mother,
what?
You
I'm
just
talking.
Have to let me, please. I just want to say that this is a wonderful piece. That it's a tale as old as time.
She's just.
And
she,
it's,
look,
and
look,
it's fantastic. So we, and today we came, and it's today. Right?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yes.
We just had lunch with a few women, and yes. I just want to say that we loved your work.
We loved your work, and you know, the last time I was on Broadway, Mom replaced me.
That is true. That's true. It was a horrible, horrible moment, by the way.
I came to see you because I wanted to be supportive of my mother, but she couldn't
like I need your support.
I'm sorry, but she couldn't. You couldn't remember the words.
Thank you.
I hardly remember your name sometimes.
Thank you. This is so very, very sweet of you. I am so happy to meet you. You know, I can't sign anything today. I've got to go meet some people for dinner. But you could see me on television with all of my songs. You know, from the show, from other shows that I've written, mm-hmm. On the Oscars. So if you tune into that, you'll be able to see it. But I really appreciate you seeing my work.
Oh, do you
work,
need help so. With some of these awards?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you just... You,
all right.
Thank you.
You
no,
have
you're
so
welcome.
Many. And here's
you
the thing.
So many.
I could have easily played the bearded lady. I have one. I don't understand why I wasn't, you know, chosen.
I don't either. I also, you know, it's very difficult. By the way, I think by the time it took me to walk to this location today, you think you won another award?
I did.
I'm pretty sure
I'm
you
working
did.
On my EGOT. Yes. I need my EGOT.
Yes, here you are.
Thank you.
It took me 40 years to just write a speech for the one Tony when I should have gotten 5 or 6 for the things I've done in this business.
Quite, and I've lost a lot of Emmys.
You have how many Tonys, sweetheart?
I have 6.
That's all I've got to say.
I got one.
I believe Mr. Pasek and Mr. Paul need to go home.
Yes, I have to wave through a window in my car.
Very good work. Very good work.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Ms. Stritch and Ms. Landry.
Oh, yes. Dame Angela, please.
Did we all get who they were?
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I was Benj Pasek and Justin Paul.
I was Dame Angela Lansbury. The on-brandest thing just happened. That's
and I incredible. Was the bad bitch before other bad bitches. I was Elaine Stritch.
I just want to say, we yes-anded that to Weehawken. We yes-anded so hard.
Can I? If you don't mind, I just want to tell a story that trips me out because I just saw them in the audience.
Yes.
I was doing a little show called Memphis. There's a moment where when you're an actor and you see a person acting and you go, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a time when you're an actor and you look out in the audience and you can feel an energy from someone and you can feel that person is looking at you the same way. Mm-hmm. They give you that look like, I'm really enjoying what you're doing, but I would kill you to take your job. And it's not a negative thing. You're like, I feel you. And it's really, really cool because I see Dominic in the audience right now.
What up? Hi, Dominic.
Dominic stage doored Memphis, and the young man, I've been following his career. He is very good, and you guys need to watch out for that dude because he's probably coming for me. Just to let you know. So it's really cool to see you, baby.
Awesome.
Hashtag revive Memphis.
Right, when they revive Memphis.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I saw it 3 times. I'm obsessed.
So I have a question for the three of you. Mm-hmm. So stage dooring is essentially waiting outside for somebody to get off work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could stage door another profession, what profession would you stage door and why?
Okay, I can answer that quickly because I have. And anybody who's followed my Instagram knows it, and I feel really bad because, you know, we all, as actors, we all talk crap sometimes about stage dooring. We love it, but we also go, okay, you know, sometimes you get a little tired. I have stage doored SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
Oh, yeah.
And the wrestlers now know me as the guy from Hell, but trust, when they see me, they're like, oh, hey, oh, hey, James. I'm like, what's up? How you doing? And you know, like stage during Broadway, you can like sing a song, but you know, when you stage door wrestling, you're like, oh my God, and when you did a DDT, you just suplex that dude. He's like, yeah, calm down, bro.
So you say their name and do their move.
It's a little obsessive now, but they're really cool because it's like, there's this really cool exchange program we have. You know, I get them tickets to him, I get tickets to them.
Oh, so cheers.
It's great. Yeah, I was at Raw 25 last Monday, so like that's my stage door. It's usually.
Tickets to Hamilton become a professional.
No, rap star. Lisa, I'm telling James.
I would stage door Neil deGrasse Tyson so hard.
Yeah.
He was just at the show the other night.
He came to Hello Dolly and I got a photo with him.
When I met him at Fiddler, I was like, this is the second best day of my life. Because Angela came and I was like, now I can die. Now I can die. Yeah, but I love him. I love science. I love space. I love all that.
Mine would be like a chef restaurant or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how in God's name, but Richard Blaze, anyone know Richard Blaze,
top chef,
like molecular gastronomy? Yeah. He recently liked 3 photos of mine on Instagram, and you would have thought, I like lost my mind. I screenshotted it, I texted it to my friend Ryan, who like, we like love Top Chef, and I was losing my mind. And I love like a restaurant week moment. But I will also, I've done this before, I'll go to like any place that a Real Housewife eats at so I can see them.
You should come to my neighborhood.
So
you would stage door someone's house.
Yes.
No, I'll stage door a restaurant and then just be like, oh, maybe they'll be here. But you know, I never approach. I just look from afar.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm too nervous.
I would stage door my local deli.
Yeah.
Because the way that those guys just handle like 2 o'clock in the morning orders and just like, with all the drunk people and whipping them out.
Yeah.
And like, I just want to go after and be like, you're amazing.
Yeah, congratulations.
Like, you're doing a great, like, first of all, my sandwich was fantastic.
Yeah.
Second of all, I saw that other person and you handled it.
So
with
well.
Such professionalism.
Style.
It was wonderful. Grace. You lost them for a little bit. They came back to you.
Yep. You know what, but this brings up a really interesting point. I don't know if you guys feel this way. It is so bizarre to me that we're the only profession that gets a round of applause at the end of the shift.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, like
or when we come to our job.
Right. Like thank you for coming and good night. But like, you know, you want to applaud the deli guy. Like that was very good. That was a good tune amount.
But people would look at you weird if you applauded.
I know. Yeah. I just think it's
listen,
kind of
I do. Look, I do applaud Starbucks folks.
Oh,
I have to. Because you hear people order the weirdest things and they get mad about stuff. So when they do it right and they handle it, I'm like, yo, good job, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did that because I'd have choked somebody.
Yes.
How do you do that?
That's intense.
What would you guys stage door?
I'm trying to think.
I would stage door the Reese Factory and just give everyone a high five. And be like, you're not just making regular Reese's, you got PC's now.
Yes.
Like, the tree.
Yeah, like they know like the holidays. Like they
walk out, you're like, way to put peanut butter and chocolate together.
Yeah. I personally,
am I right?
I personally find the egg the best of all ratios.
Yes.
Right. The egg is like the perfect ratio, texture, situation. It's
someone once gave me a ginormous one. It was an actual word. So it was like a full like. It was literally ginormous egg, and it was just like the biggest chocolate Reese egg I've ever seen.
I don't know
because there's not a chocolate.
I did it with a fork and knife.
Like the Reese's, yes. The Reese's, I love that we got on this.
Yeah.
The Reese's peanut butter cup with the Reese's pieces inside. Now,
yes.
What?
You never seen this?
No.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, fat people talk. Listen. There's a Reese's peanut butter cup with Reese's pieces in it. And I mean, it's the kind of thing, there's 2 of them. You know, they always want you to share. That's one that you look at your friend, you're like, you need to buy your own.
Yes!
You will not be getting one of these.
I bought 2 packs. One is
wow.
Just me.
Right.
You buy the buffer packs. So you can't really get yours.
Right.
I think I would stage door like a surgeon.
Oh.
Just be like, you did a very good job today.
Good yeah.
job.
Well, I would just like ask them.
But only high five them after they're done.
Right. Yeah.
Like an elbow.
Oh, from Young Frankenstein with the elbow.
No, I'm with you. I'm.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, ooh, I don't know. Kevin, I believe you were once recognized after a performance. Would you like to tell this story?
Yeah. Okay. So back in my actor days, I did a tour of a children's show called Schoolhouse Rock Live.
Yes. Woo! Love that show.
Me too.
I played the Bill.
Yes.
Yeah! That's basically Hamilton 1.0.
Yes, basically.
Basically, and I wore a giant styrofoam costume
yes!
to my face, and enough space to see my big red shoes as I was kicking. Like, it was a whole thing. So anyway, so we did this big show for, like, all these schools have been busting to the theater, and... So after the show, it was a really fancy tour, so all the actors had to load our stuff back onto the truck. So, and surprisingly enough, I was the largest actor on this tour, and there were a lot of like itty-bitty girls and itty-bitty boys, and then I was like the big giant Bill joke. So it was my job to pick up our big sound box and put it into the back of our big van. And I would do it by myself because it took like six of them to hold one side. And I was like, I got this. So yeah. I picked up this like giant sound box and put it in the back. And this was just as a group of kids had finished getting onto a bus. And this little boy who's probably like 6 or 7 years old saw me do this, puts down the window of the bus, puts his finger out and points at me and yells, "Ogre!" as loud as he could. And then... the entire bus erupted in laughter and started chanting "ogre" out the window at me. And the rest of my castmates all just fell to the ground laughing. And I'm just standing there trying to figure out how I can yell at this little shit without saying something bad because I'm on my job. So I yelled, "Go home." And my castmate was like, through like tears of laughter, she was like, "He's on a bus, he's going to
die." Had Shrek even been a musical yet?
No. So when Shrek became a musical, it became the thing that like some of my friends, like every birthday, every Christmas, I get a Shrek memorabilia. So my entire apartment basically is covered with like Beware the Ogre. And like some of my close friends still actually text like, "Hey Ogre, what's up?" Because this like 7 year old little shit.
Oh my god.
Entertained the whole bus. He probably like ran down the bus high fiving everybody. Everybody's like, "Ogre guy."
The highlight of
that
life.
And the other side of that story is like, and I called him an ogre, and I was popular forever.
Yeah.
But that was my station.
That is so great.
I was really proud of myself.
Oh my god, that story is not good.
So good.
Oh god.
He's probably listening to your show.
He's
probably following you. He's like, "I'm gonna wait for the perfect opportunity to see this."
To like tweet at me or Instagram and just say "ogre" and I'll know it's you.
Yes.
But now I'm gonna get like 30,000.
Right.
It was you the whole time. That's so funny. Oh,
stage drawing used to just be autographs, and then it became, "Can I take a picture with you?"
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a lot of selfies. Do you have tricks for a perfect stage door selfie?
Oh my god, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, when I was doing Fiddler, I would, first of all, you got to come up with a good hashtag. So I came up with Seidel Selfie.
Nice.
I think the real key is, first of all, you got to find a light source, right? So you look at or into the light source, you get it up, you got to go up, right? And I think, and you got to go up and you, basically, it's up and into the light, right? But another thing is if there's multiple people, this is a really good tip, especially for people that are not used to selfie taking, the whole point of a selfie, if you can see yourself in the frame, you're in the photo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's no guessing, you know, it's not like a
you know. So that's another really good tip for people that might not know. And then just a little top tip about taking photos, that if you want to take a photo, make sure, this is just, I like this, you know, always make sure you got a pen or this, but always make sure that your camera is ready to go. Because it's always hard when you're nervous and doing all those things to prepare it while you're nervous. But that's it. Anybody else?
The secret, to, at least for me, to taking a selfie is I politely say, hey, let me do it.
Yes.
Because, you know, most of the time, I just have abnormally long arms. My mom used to say that. So I could take it, I'll take it, and I'll get us all in. So I, you know, I go back, and that's, you know, if we do it that way, you know, fine. Mm-hmm. So that's, I basically just kind of like just ask, can I do it? Because it's fun to watch. Whenever they give it to dad, I don't know what happens to us. I don't know what happened to us when we become fathers. We just technology, unless it's our TV, we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, the phone's like shutting down. Like,
take a picture, Dad. I've gone to your Instagram. Okay, wait. I don't know who that is. Somebody's texting. You're like, yes. No, give it a phone.
Yes.
You know.
For real.
I'm usually just really quick with it. I'm always just like, yeah, let's go. Because, you know, like, mm-hmm. I like to get home. I really like my couch. But I don't know why. This is just, I don't know, maybe I have an old soul. But, like, I don't like it when people say selfie. I know that's
say,
like
take a selfie
like,
with me?
Can you take a photo? I'll take a photo with you. Like, let's, like, I don't know. Selfie, I'm like, it's a photo. Like,
selfie kind of implies one person.
Yes.
Yeah, actually that's true.
It also implies like duck lips of some kind.
Yeah, I feel like the selfie thing is like because you turn it around on you.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Is
I'm always
it,
like,
is it me?
Well,
maybe I'm too sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No,
sorry.
That's
maybe,
it.
Maybe I'm too old, but there's this thing that like you can tell how old you are by how the selfie is taken.
Yes.
Like if you and the person you're in, if their whole face is in the selfie, the person is probably 27 and up. If the kid takes it, somehow kids always want to take like half their face. They're like, get the selfie with me. And they always do it like where they angle it to like half their face.
Yes.
And you're like, but you're not in the selfie. Oh no, I got it. And I'm like, okay, that's a generation thing. I don't understand. Because I'm so conceited. I want my whole face in the picture.
They're like, and
the kids, they're like, hold on. Yeah, there we go. Bam. And you're like, and you know when you get home, you're gonna be like, she's gonna put like a cat face on you, and you're like, oh, that is not how I
I'm just remembering like my digital camera I would bring to the stage door in like high school and college. I bought the digital camera specifically because it had a teensy tiny little mirror next to the, what is that called? The lens? I don't know.
Yeah, oh,
that's where they took the picture.
We forgot what cameras are.
And like, it was like this warped mirror, so you could see what was going to be in the photo.
Oh,
and I thought it was the coolest thing.
Oh, that's
and then now I'm just like, oh, my phone.
I have a
disposable one. And
disposable
like, I didn't know
camera.
What those pictures were gonna look
like. Yeah.
Like, I gotta
that was one of the joys of the 90s, rest. Though. Was like, I don't know. Wait, there's something that this reminded me of, though, that I think is a really important, like, serious stage door point for a second. So that's so me. I'm like, let's get serious and talk about our feelings. But I do want to say, one of the things that I do think is a really important thing to keep in mind about stage door, I think just going to this whole concept of technology and everything, I do think that the word, I'm a writer as well, and so language matters a lot to me. The word friend has been exploded in this culture by Facebook, by all of it, right? I tend to think that the word follower is clearer in that respect, right? But I want to just say that it's very important to realize that we performers, that we're people too, and that friendly is not friendship, right? That it's a very important thing to realize that you, I like to say this, some people tell me it sounds kind of insane, but for me, friendship is a person with whom they have borne witness to my inner life. They've borne witness to that. It's been earned, trust has been earned. And I think that it's really important to realize that you might be meeting Alexandra Silber, but Al is sacred. And so just to keep in mind that those boundaries, if there's a friendly vibe, that might authentically be our personality, but it's not necessarily a pass for friendship. Does that make sense, that difference? It's always an important thing to keep in mind.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I had that kind of written down, that I was like, you're meeting the person behind the role, but also like always keep in mind you're meeting a person.
Yeah, it's very true.
Well, I also think it was interesting that that kind of goes along with the West End stage door.
Yeah.
In terms of like, because when I was in London and the stage doors were very empty.
Yeah.
But we wanted, you know, I was in theater school, so we were interested in like
right.
the thing, roles and I saw this show that was taking place in America and like. They knew Americans were in the audience
uh-huh.
because we were laughing at the jokes that nobody else laughed at.
Right, totally.
So when we were at the stage door, they were like, I was some play with like Cillian Murphy and Kristen Johnson, I don't remember, but it was really good. Michael Keane was in it, and they came to the stage door afterwards.
It was the whole cast, but not
the Yeah. Nev Campbell was in it too. It was a 90-minute. No,
it was just
interesting that like
yeah.
you, know, you say like they knew the Americans were in the audience. So you could tell that they definitely had a different mentality walking out when they knew that Americans might be there.
Mm-hmm.
But then we happened to be theater kids, and we wanted to hear about the specific like performances and stuff like that.
Totally.
So that's a totally interesting kind of juxtaposition.
For sure.
Also,
yeah.
If you happen to get tickets to Hamilton, just this is something I noticed it at Disney too. But
if
you're not a wrestler, if you go to any stage door, I shouldn't say Aladdin or Hamilton. If you go. I know that folks get hyped,
mm-hmm.
and you should be excited and hyped. don't push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just it's because yeah. and it's always funny because the people who push are not the kids.
Yeah.
It is the parents who push their way through, mm-hmm. and you always feel so bad because you see the kid have this look of just being mortified.
Right.
But like, oh, you gotta take a picture with my son. He's like, hi.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
stay
and like I when I walk out when I walk out of the door, I always go. Yo, I will get everybody. I promise. I will not miss a soul. And I make sure I go to every person because you can see folks coming in with the phones and they are like, parents are bum, you know, ready to bum rush me. It's like you can forget NFL. There's nothing like a mom who wants to get her daughter in a picture.
But I do, another thought that came to my head was, I like when people tell me that they've, like, seen the show before. Or
yes.
like, hey, we've met you, I've met you before.
Uh-huh.
I saw you in the, I don't know, it's just, there was a girl who came to Hello Dolly the other day, and she's like, I saw you in Wicked at this city. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, oh my God, hi, there you are. Yay! But, like, that was so exciting to me because it really remembered, like, we met in Cleveland, and I was like, oh my God, I love Cleveland. So, like, I remembered that. It really
nice
Broad wasted, everyone. But, like, I really like knowing when I've met people before because
uh-huh.
it makes me excited to, like, re-meet you. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I just think that's fun. Hi.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yes.
There is more than one exit to almost every Broadway theater.
Yeah.
And if you don't see them, it's usually because someone is running to a train, running to a boat, running home to be with their kid or something. Or unwell.
Yeah.
But there's always like little secret James Bond entrances and exits
it's
that
all
people
blue
go to.
Powder. They just yep. go away.
God, I wish.
Because this is a good point though. Because of course, again, we're human beings, and that the ultimate priority is preserving the quality of the show itself. You know, and if we're sick or we have to, it's not responsible for us to meet a lot of people or be outside in the cold.
So I'll just say, wrap it up. We love the stage door. We love
we
everyone.
Love the stage door.
Yes.
And see you in the stage door soon.
Definitely.
Can we take a selfie together?
Zudu Abba.
Of
course.
She's
oh my God.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.